In conjunction with the American painter Don Cohen's Migrant Series, the El Paso Museum of Art is pleased to present Pulpo, or Octopus, a recent creation by one of Mexico's leading video performance artists, Joshua Ocon. Despite their contrasting media and meanings, each artist attempts to bring out of the shadows the situation of a group of undocumented laborers in the United States. Don Cohen's Migrant Series and Joshua Ocon's Pulpo will be showing at the El Paso Museum of Art now through June 14th. Today, my guest is Dr. Patrick Shaw Cable, Senior Curator at the El Paso Museum of Art. Welcome, Dr. Cable.
Thank you.
Now, before we dive into this show, I wanted to ask you some questions. How long have you been with the museum?
I've been here a little over 3 years.
In those 3 years, what has been your biggest impact, you think?
Well, one exhibition I'm very proud of that we brought in as a touring exhibition, but also to back up, before I came to El Paso, I was working at the Art Gallery of Hamilton in Canada, and there we had considered an exhibition called Vanishing Ice, Alpine and Polar Landscapes in Art, and we actually ended up bringing it here to El Paso last summer.
I saw it.
It was
fabulous. And, you know, just to see that the big chunk of ice that was brought out there and to watch it evolve, it was great.
It's interesting, too, because that show is now touring in Canada, I think at the McMichael Canadian Art Collection in Kleinburg, Ontario. So it's winter there, and it's Canada. And the installation artist, Jody Dewati, he did another melting ice installation for them. So I'm sure theirs is going to last a lot longer than ours did.
Yeah, because it was in the middle of summer
exactly,
when it was here.
In El Paso, yes.
Very, very cool. Well, on to this exhibition. We were talking about it. We have two artists here, Don Cohen, and then, of course, Joshua Ocon. Because the shows complement each other, you guys decided to put them together. Let's break them down. How about we talk about Don Cohen's series first? What can you tell us about that?
He's an American artist born in Lamar, Colorado. And for the last 3 decades, he's been working in a realist mode, featuring scenes of the rural life, which really looks back to his growing up on the family farm in Lamar, Colorado. So he's always, for a long time, been interested in realist scenes, though it's interesting, he actually studied in Denver and then finished his studies at the University of Northern Colorado. And then he started painting large-scale abstractions, which actually, once you really begin to look closely at these paintings, even though they're in what I call a photorealist style, you can see his attraction to abstraction. But again, for the last 3 decades, he's been interested in rural themes, which look back to his own work on the family farm in Colorado. And then in the early 90s, he became interested in migrant workers, and he began taking photographs, and he took thousands of photographs over several years. And it was only in 2001 that he started this series that we have on view now. And they're 15 beautiful, huge paintings with this beautiful palette and beautiful rendering of the subjects.
They look gorgeous. I mean, yeah. I was just kind of flipping through the catalog, and the colors, you're right. I mean, you can see the sun shining on these people's faces.
And, yes.
And the detail, I think I remember seeing one, I think it's a basket of apples. It was just really nice to look at, and all the detail on each and every apple. You're right, you can see that abstraction.
Yes. They're interesting that way, too, because as I told the artist, I'd seen the reproductions, and I knew in my head how big they were based on the measurements. But when I actually saw them in our space, they look great in the Hunt Gallery against the white walls. But they're huge and monumentally sized, and the figures are very serious subjects. But then that color and the palette, it has what I would call this wonderful, delicate luminosity. But it melds with it doesn't take away from the seriousness of the monumentality at all either. And I think that artist enjoys reminding us that he used to work abstractly. And they're interesting, too, because usually a monumental painting you really look at from a distance and it makes a bold statement immediately, mm-hmm. which these do. But then at the same time, just like a small print where you enjoy intimate viewing close up, long studied detail, if you look really close at the surface, you can see a series of delicate graphite lines across each canvas. So he starts with that. And then he can, using his airbrush technique, eventually put on maybe 60 plus layers of delicate paint. Sometimes he'll leave the white canvas blank here and there. But it's really interesting process. So it really rewards you in that abstract way of looking at it up close and seeing just the lines and the delicacy of the colors. But then as you back up, you see this wonderful subject staring at you in the face.
Now, I wonder, in what I've been reading about him, you know, he grew up on the farm, very proud of that, and then came across migrant farm workers and kind of saw them as well, he saw them, but they're kind of invisible to the world. Do you think that that has something to do with the largeness of these paintings?
Yes, and the idea of these subjects being exposed in an art museum setting at that scale.
You can't miss them, right?
Exactly. And so he's, again, trying to bring out of the shadows this group of people that a lot of them he met and discussed his paintings with them. In fact, in the show, there's a lot of labels that talk about his experiences of different individuals depicted in the paintings.
On to Pulpo. Now, we have these figures that, I mean, you can't miss these people, but Pulpo's a little bit, I mean, it's a video installation,
yes,
but it's a little bit harder to explain. We were talking about this before we got on air. Let's give it a shot.
And as you said, it is different, though they do complement each other. In terms of Pulpo, it's a multi-channel video installation, and it doesn't use the more traditional heroic approach that you see in the Don Cohen. It's typical of Yoshua Ocon's work. He's a leading contemporary video performance artist in Mexico City, and he was born in Mexico City and studied in Canada and then finished his graduate degree in Los Angeles. And this work actually is very representative of his video work. He often uses non-actors that he finds on the streets to act in his improvisatory. He'll give them some directions, but then there's a lot of improvisation as well and a lot of irony. He often looks at issues of power or in this respect, for example, conflict. What he does in Pulpo, he creates what you might call, on one level, it's a parody of the traditional historical reenactment, which usually entertains us and reifies our notions of heroic history. But here he actually uses non-actors as actors, and these men actually fought in the civil war that transpired for many, many years in Guatemala and actually affects their lives today. In fact, he found these men as day laborers on the parking lot of the Cypress Park Home Depot in Los Angeles, and he solicited their help in this project. So they agreed, each one's dressed in contemporary dress. So it's not a complete reenactment of the war, but it actually, unlike a traditional historical reenactment, it uses figures who actually were in the war and talks about how this war affects their present day status. But the title of the work, Pulpo or Octopus, was the name that Guatemalans gave to the United Fruit Company, which its neo-colonialist exploitation of the Central American countries in Guatemala involved supporting the Central Intelligence Agency's ousting of the socialist reformist president. And what transpired after that was the Civil War, in which approximately 200,000 native Mayans in the highlands of Guatemala were killed. And now these Mayan men from Guatemala are in Los Angeles looking for work at one of the symbols of the transnational U.S. corporation. So it's kind of combining present, past, dislocations, but to remind us of the U.S. involvement in terms of the greed that helped make this civil war happen that was an atrocity in Guatemala several years ago.
And perhaps most touching part of the video is you have this abstract war reenactment happening in the Home Depot parking lot, and yet nobody seems to care.
Exactly. And for the artist, that's a very important part of the content, is his subject is also the non-spectators who are going about their business, going to Home Depot, buying their goods. And these men are just appearing there in the parking lot doing these strange things. And they really, for the most part, they might look at them askance for a second, but at the very end, too, some of them are enacting dying on the pavement, and people are just walking by and going
like,
about their business.
Gonna go
so
get
it kind of
lamp.
Underlines their marginalized status, because even this crazy war game that's going on, they're getting no notice for it.
That's mind-blowing, but again, it speaks to the statement that he's trying to make.
Exactly.
How long is the Pulpo installation if you sit down and watch it at the museum?
It's 18 minutes, and then it'll just keep beginning again. So if you come in the middle of it, you could just stay until the end and then watch the beginning. In fact, I've told some people, again, it's a little bit complex, the context, but it's also interesting just to go in and see the multi-projected screens. So for some people, it might be interesting to just look at the video and experience it just right off the bat. And then we do have an introductory panel on the outside of the wall that explains the context. And then you could, if you wanted, you could see the video and just sort of let the dislocations affect you however they may, and then read the text and then maybe see it again, too.
That seems like the approach to take, actually, to see if, you know, are you going to be one of the people that is like, meh, or are you going to be in the war?
That's true, yes.
Well, Pulpo and Don Cohen's Migrant Series are going to be on display at the El Paso Museum of Art now through June 14th. Any other programming associated with these two exhibitions?
Yes, our education department. It should be an exciting panel. And I think we're still solidifying the dates, but it should be April 2nd. But Joshua Ocon, we're paying him to come out to be part of a panel by artists who talk about society and politics in their art. And I believe if everything goes well, other artists such as Angel Cabrales, who's a local artist, and Margarita Cabrera, I think they're going to be part of the panel too, which should be Thursday evening, April 2nd.
Well, that sounds great. Thank you so much for stopping in and telling
Thank
us
you.
About this show. And you're welcome to come back. I would love to talk about your panel when that happens.
Right. Thank you.
You can see Pulpo and Don Cohen's Migrant Series at the El Paso Museum of Art now through June 14th. Thank you, Dr. Cable.
Thank you.